This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint.
Hi, I'm Brian Carey.
Good morning, Brian Carey.
Having technical difficulty already.
Did you hear the shock from everybody in Northern Colorado?
Yeah, this is a different one, though, where I mean, my phone is always on me, and I just had that moment where we walked in the studio, and it's not. So I don't know where my phone is. I think it's laying around my house somewhere, probably on my bed where I was using it as a light, and my wife probably just heard us trying to call me.
Yeah, probably. Probably woke her up. She's probably not very happy.
That'll be unusual.
Angel Padilla doing the production work today. I hate those days that just start off with a little bit of an unexpected wrinkle.
It is. Somebody moved my cheese, and it just feels a little bit strange. Haven't you ever heard that? There was a book called Who Moved My Cheese? Famous book about having things, you know, the way you like them and then mixing up the routine and those kind of things and how it can throw you off.
I'll have to check that out.
Please do. It's a very famous book.
All right. Top story today for me, Brian, is anticipation of will former President Donald Trump be arrested today. You saw some people gather in Manhattan to protest this, but here's the thing. No, and this is the thing, and I think Chris Vanderveen summed this up perfectly on Twitter last night. If you're a journalist, quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes on these people who were there. If you're a quote-unquote journalist and you look around, and there's more journalists at this protest than there are people there, shouldn't you have some internal questions about what the hell you're covering? And that, oh, maybe we're pushing a narrative right here about where this is going. That, oh, he's still got all this power. He's still very popular. He's still in the headlines. Like, I still feel, Brian, right, wrong, or indifferent, that we know Trump gets clicks. I've said that for a while, and I think a lot of news outlets fell into, hey, if there's a Trump story going on about this possible protest going on, and you show up and there's like Dave and three of his friends, okay, maybe this isn't newsworthy. Maybe this is not going on. So why are we spending so much time on this topic other than we know it's going to get clicks? I feel like some of the national media fell into this because every time he turned around, he said something outlandish that would get a lot of clicks to their site.
I don't know how you can call it falling into something that's the lead story, that you've got a former president. Nobody else had said it. He's the one who came out and said, hey, I'm going to be arrested Tuesday. Nobody had heard anything about this. There were no, you know, buzz in the press,
right.
All those who speak everything. He said it, so then why wouldn't they show up
There was four or five people that, I mean,
right.
it was a little bit more than that. But
you'd show up to cover it, and also I could see showing up to show that nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the news story right there.
But is it a news story if nobody showed up?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Why?
Because then it would show that his popularity and so forth is waning. That's huge news. Those are huge things. If you start saying there's a Trump rally and it isn't well attended, that's huge news.
See,
that's very different. That's very odd. And that starts to tell people, and it might give some people some concern. It might give some people some hope. You know,
either
way, it's, yeah, sure as hell that's news. And nobody fell into anything. They just followed the story. And the story turned out to be that there weren't a lot of people there.
Right. So, but right, do you understand what I'm saying, though, about using that? Just, you throw a Trump's name on anything, and it's going to...
Of course, it sells. It's just like you put, I mean, names sell. You put Ray-Ban on something, it sells.
Right.
You know?
And I think I think this is the first time that he went to try and, for lack of a better term, rally his troops, and it didn't work. And I'm honestly, I can't say that I'm shocked by this, Brian. And here's my thinking. I'm a guy who voted for him twice. Okay. I hope he doesn't run. I hope he doesn't isn't able to run. I don't think it's good for the country. I don't think he did. I didn't like the divisiveness that he brought. I didn't like the way that he handled things in terms of media relations. I did agree with a lot of the things that he did in office in terms of pure legislation, and the Republican Party got done while he was in office. But the best thing for this country is to put the Donald Trump chapter behind us. And I think any average Republican has that same school of thought now. I think anybody who looks at this and says, okay, whatever we can do to win some power back, to possibly win the Oval Office again, I think any logical Republican right now knows that the best route to do that is not Donald Trump. And so when I see that not a whole lot of people showed up to that, I'm like, yeah, that's what a lot of people are starting to understand, is that this is not. Now, you're still going to see the small following of very loyal people trying to push this out there. And we got a rally. I think there was a rally at an In-N-Out in Southern California, right? In the parking lot of an In-N-Out, which is just so ironic
it's
to me.
It's better than the auto parts store they did before.
Auto part, I miss that.
Oh, when Rudy Giuliani said they were going to be at the Four Seasons, but it was like Four Seasons Auto Repair.
How much do you think that Four Seasons Auto Repair paid for that marketing?
Oh, I know. that was a mind blower.
I think it's wearing off. I think it's wearing off, and I think that's something that I believe that has been happening for quite some time. For me, it happened right after the election and how he handled that. And after there was not a single piece of evidence, of legitimate evidence that came out from a court, that came out from a judge, that came out from anyone, except for extremely far right, extremely far right media outlets. There was no shred of evidence of any tampering with the elections or anything going on like that. I think that's when he lost his credibility with most Republicans.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where you talk popularity waning and all those things. He's still on top, you know.
Is he, or is it in the polls of recent?
Him and DeSantis, who hasn't even announced anything on the Republican side, that he's still, of the people who are out there, he still has the most support.
Yeah.
Of those who are there. So, I mean, it's hard to sit here and say that is. I mean, it's not as overwhelming as it was.
Right.
And he would have competition, but he's still the top dog over there.
See, and it's hard for me to view it that way, because the best thing that Ron DeSantis could do, because I do believe, and we've had moderates, we've had Democrats text into this program who are classified as that way, or registered that way, have said that the future of the Republican Party is in the hands of Ron DeSantis now, and the way that he carries himself, it is in his hands now, and that would be best for the Republican Party. And I think people understand that the best thing Ron DeSantis could do, if there isn't an indictment today, give it a couple hours and then announce that you're running. Push him to the bottom of the news cycle and announce that you're running right now. And I think that's going to be like, okay, there's an indictment on a former president. Here's the guy that we know has still some of that. I think a lot of people in talking with him, and Republicans have that backbone of standing up and saying, here's what I believe in. Here's this. That type of, I guess, swagger that he carries with himself. But it's not as vicious as what Donald Trump has spewed, and just not as.
It's close.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. And he doesn't. The best thing he
That's
could do.
Opinions, dude. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
The best thing he could do is come out. If Donald Trump is indicted today, I think the best thing Ron DeSantis could do is come out and announce he's running and say we need to move forward from this.
It would be a very smart play.
Do you think he's? Do you think he's indicted today? Do you think he's arrested today?
I had no idea it was coming up. So do I think? No, I don't. No, I just think it's a bunch of
malarkey.
Yeah, I do.
Malarkey.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Because nobody else was saying anything.
Well, and how the hell would he know if he's going to be getting arrested today or not?
If he does, that seems like there's some shenanigans. I don't know. It's just another chapter in a book I never wanted to read.
Yeah, it is. It's very weird. And I really, again, maybe this is the internal optimist in me, but I don't think that the American people would run a guy or elect a guy who's been indicted by our justice system. There's not enough people out here who think that our justice system is that crooked, that it's just been this one thing after another. Now, early on, you know, the Russian collusion, stuff like that, that they were going after him about, that proved, you know, there was nothing going on with that. I get that. But this, on the tax stuff, on the new stuff that just came out of New York, I mean, where there's this much smoke, there's a fire going on. And I think your average American Republican knows that in their heart of hearts, and I think it's going to be the time. I think this could be the final chapter in the Donald Trump book when it comes to politics. And I certainly, in my mind, and for the best thing for America, think that's what it needs to be, is the final chapter and maybe the final paragraph of what's going on. If he's indicted, it needs to just be done.
I would agree that it would be it would be great to close the book, and if we could as a nation move on. But yeah, that's Freddy Krueger. He ain't going away.
Yeah, there, I don't know if there's a politician who's ever gone through as much as he has and still continues to remain prevalent in the news cycle.
No,
but it's very interesting. 6:17, the time. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. We've got a loaded show for you here today. We'll get into everything that we've got coming up in just a couple of minutes. 6:17. It's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Fun show lined up today for you guys here. 7:35. Dallas Heltzel with Biz West will join us. Dallas, he's been on a couple of times, but we're going to talk about the NoCo airport hangar issue that's been going on with them closing a bunch of those hangars. I know there's people upset about that, about what's going on there.
People who had planes around.
Yeah,
right?
So we'll talk with Dallas about that. At 8:05, Weld County Commissioner Mike Freeman joins the program. We're going to expand on our conversation yesterday with Chris Vanderveen. About what the hell the Republican Party here in the state of Colorado is doing promoting some of these outlandish things from some of these people that they are now putting in power. So we're going to have that conversation. I always appreciate Mike just being so transparent about the thing, about his thoughts on what's going on coming out of Weld County and what's going on with the Colorado Republican Party. But I've got some real issues with how the Colorado Republican Party is going about it. We've got some great questions lined up for Mike Freeman at 8:05. At 9:35, Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joins us. He was down in Denver for all of the NCAA games over the last weekend. So we'll talk to Kevin about what that atmosphere was like down there.
It's got to be very cool. I know that our own coach, Bruce Dick, has gone for years to the Final Four itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't imagine how exciting it would be to be at that event. That's one of those sports events that would be awesome to attend.
Oh, yeah. And it's basketball all day. It's nonstop action. So we'll talk with Kevin Lytle about that as well. We've got a lot of fun stuff to get into. The CU women upset Duke last night in advance into the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Women's Madness.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is. It's been quite a long time since that's happened. But, yeah, they pull off the upset at Duke in advance. So it was an overtime game. So congrats to the CU women's team. Brian, we still have one team alive here in Northern Colorado because the CU men's team got bounced out of the NIT, of course.
Yeah, second round in that.
Yeah, it was an ugly season for basketball, but the CU women found a way to just roll.
Keep it going, and we're off to a great start in baseball.
Yes.
I'm excited as hell for tonight, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
The WBC championship game. Ohtani
Shohei Ohtani and what Japan did last night.
You know?
Yeah. What show? Did you see any of the clips or any of that last night between Japan and Mexico?
Walk-off victory for Japan.
Incredible. They were down 3-0 at one point. Japan was to Mexico, and Mexico was the odds-on favorite to win this thing this year. They're down 3-0. They hit a three-run home run, tie it up. They fall back behind 5-4 at one point, and then in the bottom of the ninth, Shohei Ohtani leads it off with a pitch that was so far outside, I don't know how he got his bat on it, but Shohei Ohtani drives one into right center field. It's a double. The next guy gets up and walks, and then a two-run double for Japan to walk it off and advance into the World Baseball Classic. Could you just imagine it, Shohei Ohtani leading Japan and then Mike Trout leading the USA? Could you imagine if those two were on a team, Brian? How good they'd be? That's right.
And they suck.
They suck so bad in Los Angeles.
I don't understand how you can do that. Probably be the two best players in baseball.
100%. 100%. With what Ohtani does with the bat in his hand and then what he does on the mound, he's
the most underappreciated athlete.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he might be the greatest athlete right now of my lifetime.
He is the Bo Jackson of today.
Yeah.
What he's doing is just phenomenal. When Deion Sanders was doing, the two sports, doing those kind of things, we're talking the unheard of thing of being probably one of the top 10 pitchers in the game, without a doubt, and one of the 10 best batters in the game, and probably even top 5 on both of those.
It's incredible.
It's just sick. To give that much talent to one human being is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And
he's young, relatively.
He's very young. He's very young. I mean, and his new contract's coming up at the end of this year.
Oh, good Lord.
What is he going to get paid?
Guam.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the controlling rights of Guam. Here's your contract. It's insanity.
For Chad to be thrown in.
That's right. Yeah. It's insanity, man, what he's been able to do. But he's going up, and he will not be pitching the championship game. He pitched already, so he could possibly come in to close or anything like that. But this USA roster, the heart that they've played with has been really fun to watch as well, too. From what Trey Turner's doing now, the new Philadelphia Philly. I'm so glad he's out of the NL West. I'm so glad he's not a Dodger anymore, so he doesn't have to torment the Rockies. But with what Trey Turner's done, with what Nolan Arenado has been doing, Nolan Arenado hit a triple the other day, and when he got to third, he slid up and just slid right into a salute. Oh, it just gave me goosebumps watching baseball and watching the top stars play so hard for this. It's been really fun to watch.
Oh, it's been great. This has been the Olympics of baseball. This has been the feeling I've wanted to get from the Olympics over the last several of those.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten it compared to what I did during watching the World Baseball Classic.
It's been incredible. So the USA looks to defend their title tonight at 5 o'clock. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up later in the program, too, Andrew Alirez jumped in with Brady Hole yesterday and Coach Troy Nickerson. So I'd like to play back portions of that at some point throughout this morning, too, because some of the quotes and talking about the discipline that Andrew Alirez has had to go and be a national title winner is incredible. I was very impressed. I was lucky enough to be in the building to talk with him and Coach Troy Nickerson off the air. Just incredible. Incredible what the work that they put in together to get to this point. So I'd like to touch on that a little bit later on in the program as well. 6:28 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions. I want to say thanks to Alliance Erie Irrigation. The farming season is right around the corner. You're not having to worry so much about that freeze right now. You're not having to worry about a lot of the temperature stuff. It's going to continue that way, and that means you've only got a month, maybe a couple of months, to get scheduled with Mario Gomez at Alliance Irrigation. If your sprinkler has had any issues over the wintertime, the cold takes a toll on it as well. Get a hold of Mario. It doesn't matter the color of the box; they'll get it repaired and ready to go to ensure crop success. 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621. We'll come back and let you know what our Happy Life Gardens poll question is next on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back in. It's 6:32, 28 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. It is Tuesday as we're just getting into this work week, but we are rolling our way through this month of March already, March 21st today. We are broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Time to dive into, we're a little late on getting this to you this morning. It's our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, and it has to do with getting your hair cut. All right, now we have the wonderful Linda Winter with Accessories with a Flair and Hair if you're looking for a place to get your hair done. But how often do you do it? How often do you get a haircut or get your hair styled? And for me, it's basically about yearly.
And, that's insanity.
Angel, how about yourself? How often do you go and get anything taken off?
I want to say maybe every 6 months since I started growing it out.
6 months?
Yeah.
All right, so
once a month.
Hey, if you ever want to give a prize of haircuts for a year, you won't go broke for me and Angel.
Yeah, no, you won't. Right. No, you won't.
Now, how about you there, Mr. Freshly Cropped All the Time?
Once
how
a month.
How often do you really?
Yeah, once a month is when I do it. And I'm well over a month right now, and it's driving me absolutely insane.
Driving you crazy?
Yeah,
is that what you got going there?
But I'm going to let it go until I see if I have to get the frosted tips or not.
They'll look better with longer hair.
Didn't Brady Hole commit to doing it yesterday because he thinks he's going to beat me no matter what? Didn't he say that on air? I haven't officially jumped into that, but I'm going to beat Tanner, so it's whatever I'm in. I don't know. We'll have to continue to look at that. But no, it's once a month. It's the same thing. I like to keep it cleaned up top.
You have your normal routine.
When's the last time you have got a haircut, though? Because it's been over a year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm due. Yeah, I need to go see somebody. It's been about a year and a half.
What do you tell them when you walk in there?
What do I say? Just cut the death off.
Cut the death off?
Yeah, I just want the dead fried split ends off.
That's what do you say?
Huh? I was just thinking I haven't been to a haircut place since like last June.
Oh my god.
Cuz I'd let it grow out for graduation, then I realized okay, this is way too long, so I got it cut like after I graduated. But it's been since then, so I think I told him, yeah, just shorten it up, clean it up a bit. Go underneath and like on my neck and clean that up, and then just clean up the ends a bit. You're not going to say, "Hey, can you get down to the roots and fix it?" But cause that's where it grows.
Thank you for.
There's not much you can cut without completely changing the hairstyle.
For explaining hair growth. So do you just say it like an inch, 2 inches? What do you say?
I think an inch is what I said last time.
I don't usually do more than that. It's just I just say cut off the frayed ends. Because they'll split and dry up. I just want
you live in a different world.
Yes,
than me.
Yes, we do.
I think it's a 5 or 6 that I get. So
I use five or six on
the side, and then blend it in on the top. I don't know. I've been going to the same place forever, so I'm like, you know what you're doing. And
see,
it's the same thing. She's like, you want to change anything up? I'm like, no, I don't. We've got the Lonster up on the line, Lonnie. How often do you get your hair cut?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great, Lonnie. How about yourself, buddy?
You know what? Doing better than I deserve.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
How often do you get your hair cut, Lonnie?
Hey, I usually get mine about every 2 months.
Every two months?
Yeah, that's about mm-hmm. where I'm at.
Have you
right
ever
now.
Been a long-haired guy, Lonnie?
Oh, I have, and I'll tell you what. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, not into the long hair?
Nope.
No, it gets too hot. It gets too hot during the summertime, especially.
And plus, it gets too itchy, too.
Yeah.
Well, Lonnie, that could be a grooming thing.
Follow-up question, Lonnie. How often do you shower? Is it once a week?
I shower every night.
Attaboy.
There you
attaboy.
Go, Lonnie.
Lonnie, appreciate the call in, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too, buddy. Take care, Lonnie.
No, I could never do the long hair. No way in hell. No way in hell. Part of me wants to go for. I know I could pull off the mullet. I mean, I know I could actually grow it, but I don't know if I want to do that or not. Part of me is starting to think that
save
I should.
Save it for the wedding.
Do it. I talked to the mullet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I honestly,
if you're already thinking about it, you might as well.
You might as well dive in.
Well, with this dirty mustache I have, I think the next step is the mullet, right? And the thing is that I know my fiance would support me in this. Like she digs the mullets. Like
imagine showing up to the Stampede with a mullet and a handlebar mustache.
I would so love that.
I think Brady might fire me if I did that 6:37 the time. How often do you get your hair cut? Let us know. Text us at 888-530-0043. 6:37. We're going to quiz Brian and Angel with What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays when we come back next on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. I'm going to make a bold prediction here with the What Day Is It? I'm going to say you guys have maybe the best round you've ever had today. I just got that. I haven't even looked at the list, but I just have that feeling about it today.
I'm going to say no, we won't.
Okay.
Because we've had some great ones, and I'm just going to guess that we'll be impressive.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it'll be the best one yet.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out.
It's to dive into
What Day Is It?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is?
It is March 21st here. It is Tuesday, and it is National Common Courtesy Day. Today.
I like that. I do. That's something that's missing these days. It's not so common.
The not so common courtesy, but you know, maybe keep those profane words in your mouth today. Maybe don't go out cussing at people and don't get too upset. So just do that common courtesy. Hold the door open for the person walking in behind you.
There we're talking.
Yeah, you know,
let the person merge without flipping them off. Tanner.
Just for today.
Tanner, today. Can you do it?
Come on, buddy. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe do get one of the be the one who starts one of those pay it forward thing at the drive thru. Whatever it is National Common Courtesy Day today as well. All right, it is National Single Parent Day. Today honors all those single parents out there busting their butt to give that child a great life.
Yeah, it is not easy. I've witnessed it. My daughter's done a wonderful job raising two boys as she did on her own. And there's a lot of great single parents out there and a lot of kids who are so lucky to have that parent that loves and cares for them so much. But salute to you today on being a hard worker and keeping a family together. That's tough.
Yeah, it absolutely is. National Memory Day is today on March 21st.
For what?
It's
Memory Day?
What are we doing?
No, really? You're supposed to enhance your memory? Are you supposed
celebrating the brain as a function of the human body that helps us to recall events and relative experiences from the past. So here's to you, brain, for all the memories that we don't want to remember.
Thank you, brain, and I'd like to issue an apology for a lot of things that happened to you along the way.
That is no kidding.
Sorry.
It is also National Ag Day today as well.
Yeah.
So it's a big shout out to all the farmers and ranchers out there who keep our society fed, who keep our world fed and provide such essential items to our everyday life. But today, think a farmer, it is National Ag Day today on March 21st. All right, let's get into it. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's just see here where we're going. Shot in the dark, I'm going to put it at 6.5.
Six and a half?
Yeah. No, let's go. Right, let's go flat out seven.
Seven?
Flat out seven. So we'll raise it a half, okay?
All right. Must be a little difficult.
All right. Here we go. It is a little.
Ready, Angel?
It's a little
bit. Let's do it.
All right. Actor Timothy Dalton turned 77.
Absolutely. Most recently in 1923 was also, I believe, James Bond for a film or two.
Very good. Very good. Actor Gary Oldman turned 65.
One of the best. Yep. I loved him in. Did you ever see The Darkest Hour? Where he played Churchill?
I don't think so, but I know him as Jim Gordon in the Batman movies.
Oh, there you go. Great actor.
Actor Matthew Broderick turned 61.
Ferris. Most certainly Ferris. Bueller.
Oh, okay, this next one. I'm just saying it would be kind of ironic if Donald Trump was arrested on Rosie O'Donnell's birthday today. Rosie O'Donnell turned 61 today.
That's... That's funny. She blew out the candle, and that would be the wish. Yep.
Kind of. All right. Life is all scripted. We're living in a simulation. Actress Sonequa Martin-Green turns 38.
Yes. She was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Fun fact, she graduated from the University of Alabama.
There you go.
There you go. Actor Scott Eastwood turns 37. Okay, I did not look at this very closely because you're at six already. Scott Eastwood is a lot of female's heartthrob. That is
my wife included.
Yeah,
that's a good
my fiance
guy.
Too. That's yeah, that is a good looking dude. What was the movie? Was it The Longest Ride that he was in?
Oh, I think that's what it was called. Yeah,
that was a pretty good movie. All right, actor Kathleen Widows is 84.
No,
singer guitarist Keith Potger of The Seekers is 82. Actor Marie Christine Berult is 79.
No,
what are you guys at? Five or six?
Six.
Singer keyboardist Rose Stone.
Rose Stone. That was with Sly Stone. It's Sly and the Family Stone.
It is right. It's 78. There you go. There's 70. One more for the over. Singer guitarist Roger Hodgson is 73.
Yeah, he was with Supertramp.
Was. There you go. There's the over. Let's see how good you guys do. Bassist Conrad Lozano is 72.
Los Lobos.
Yes, that is right. Singer Russell Tompkins Jr. is 72.
That's old Russ Tompkins, boy.
That of the Stylistics. Comedian Brad Hall is 65.
Used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Correct. Actor Sabrina LaBeouf?
She used to be on The Cosby Show.
That is correct. 65. Yeah. Actor Cassie DePava. Is 62, DePaiva from Days of Our Lives is 62. Actress Cynthia Geary is 58.
She was in Northern Exposure.
That is correct.
Okay.
Musician DJ Premier is 57. Gangstar. Musician Maxim.
No.
Musician Maxim of Prodigy is 56. Keyboardist Jonas Joker Berggren of Ace of Base is 56. How did these people make the list? That's not a fan. Okay.
I don't know.
Guitarist Andrew Copeland. Oh, I go through all of them.
Okay,
for
I don't know him.
Of Sister Hazel is 55. Actor Laura Allen is 49. Actor Jasmine Savoy Brown is 29. And actor Forrest Wheeler is 19 today.
Nope.
It would have been the late, great Eddie Money's birthday today as well.
Oh, I loved Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah,
no
for
doubt.
Sure.
All right, we hit 12.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Good job, team.
Yeah, good. Well done. Well done, boys. And we did it way too quickly.
Well, we were so good that it didn't leave any extra time. It's not like we've ever gone early. We're always go late.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with myself.
Take a break, and then we can come back and talk about some other stuff.
I think that's what we'll do.
That's a good idea, isn't
it? I think so.
Yeah.
If it's your birthday, very happy birthday to you as well. 6:51 the time now. Let's get the latest in the cattle market. The Colorado Avalanche blanked the Chicago Blackhawks last night, 5-0.
They're really looking sharp, aren't they?
I watched the first two periods of that game, and they had it in control. But every time it felt like that somebody scored outside of McKinnon, it was just back from injury and into the lineup, he scores. And it's just like, I can't wait to continue to hear that. I cannot wait to continue to hear that as people are making their way back off the injury list, getting back into the lines. The Avs do look really, really good last night. And right now, the streak continues on for the Colorado Avalanche as now they are winners of, I believe, their last five, right?
Well, I was just going to ask you, but where are they sitting Western-wise?
See, this is where, okay.
Because it gets really confusing.
It gets very confusing. And again, I am relatively new to the sport of hockey.
Right.
I jumped on the bandwagon last year and fell in love. So thanks for letting me climb aboard. But do points decide it?
Yes.
Overall. The points decide it overall, right?
Yes.
And excuse me, they've won six straight now. They are 1 point back of Dallas in the Central Division.
in the Central Division.
Yes, one point back.
Just 1 point back.
They've got 88 points there. Now, when it comes to the Western Conference,
yes,
we go to full standings, and this is where I get confused, because I don't think it does just really have the Western Conference, does it? Oh, there it does.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at we're learning together to this morning.
Well, I actually knew this. So,
okay,
yeah,
no, I'm learning.
I could bring you a lot.
They're sitting in the four spot right now.
Four spot? Okay.
Yep,
no,
they're only fine. 4 points back from the Vegas Golden Knights and the Los Angeles Kings.
Not a lot of separation between like one all the way down to six and so forth. Is
no, there's not.
I mean,
it's
quite
there's
tight
four
all
points,
the way through.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, just in 1 week, that could all flip-flop, and Vegas could find themselves down in the four, and the Avs could be up there or whatnot, or somebody else in that mix. That's how evenly matched things get, and that's why the NHL playoffs are so damn exciting, is because it's not highly uncommon to see an eight give a run for their money to a one,
yeah,
or even take them out.
For sure.
It's a different atmosphere when they turn on, and playoff hockey is something unlike any other.
And the Avalanche are the hottest team in hockey right now.
Are they?
Nobody else has a win streak anywhere close to this, so they are the hottest team in hockey. Which
not
is
good news for the NHL.
No, it's not. It's great news for Colorado.
Yes, it is.
Because this is the time of the year, as we know, that you want to be playing your best at whatever sport you play. But here's one thing that I like to look at, too, is like the goal differential. Where are they at compared to some of these other teams that are up there? The Vegas Golden Knights have a plus 34 goal differential, so they've scored 34 more goals than everybody
opponent,
else.
Yeah.
The Dallas Stars, plus 49. That's the best in the West, plus 49. But you've got the Los Angeles Kings, who are tied for the most points. They're only at plus 18. You've got the Minnesota Wild, who are tied with the Avalanche right now. They're only at plus 19. The Avs are at plus 40. So they are still, when they are healthy, when they're clicking, there's not a team as good as the Colorado Avalanche in hockey in the Western Conference. So the best thing that could happen to the Avs is that they do get healthy going into the playoffs. The Eastern Conference is really damn tough this year with Boston and company. So you need them to, you know, go on a couple of seven-game series, beat the crap out of each other, hope the Avs get healthy and roll through the West, and then by that point have somebody from the Eastern Conference kind of banged up and battled and bruised from a tough playoff. And then anything can happen in that seven-game series. We know that. But the Avs looking like another championship-caliber team this year.
No, absolutely. And like you were saying, this is when you want to be clicking on. And we were hoping they'd get healthy and get rolling, because they went through a little bit of some thick ice period.
That's exactly right.
It just didn't go real smooth. But they're back, they're ready, and at the right time.
They absolutely are. Hour 2 news for Northern Colorado. Biz West coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.